Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, so our governor, Henry McMaster, is under unbelievable pressure right now to shut down the state economy. I'm not going to frame it like the rest of the media does. Stay at home order, that kind of thing. No, this is an economic shutdown that we're contemplating here. Let's call it what it is. And I mean, look, I'm looking back on this is the job quality index earlier this week. So one of the indices that they use for economic reporting. We estimate that over 37 million U.S. jobs may be vulnerable to potential layoffs in the short term. 37 million. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, even under Common Core math, that's a lot.
37 million. That is a disaster. That is why the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard said this earlier this week. It was actually over the weekend.
We're putting this initial number as of today at 30%. That's a 30% unemployment rate.
You think 30% of the labor force could be unemployed in the second quarter?
Yeah, I think so.
The forecast for Friday's job reports, and I am bracing myself for Friday at 9:30. I am terrified of what's going to happen. The initial estimate is 9% unemployment. We were at record lows, folks. That is the all-time high point, high watermark for unemployment during the Great Recession was 10%.
Yeah.
And that's just the opening volley, keep in mind.
Yeah.
We're just at the beginning of the devastation.
And this is what's amazing. Just immediately following, within weeks of some of the highest employment ratings in the nation's history, we're now going to have some of the lowest employment numbers in history.
Yeah. There has never been an eight-week period like this employment-wise. I read this in the entire history of our economy ever. When you look at even the Great Depression, it happened over a longer timeline. It didn't happen one day. So you're just going... And I'm really scared. I'm really frustrated because the media has written a set of rules for this like they do for everything else. And that's that we can only listen to doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors are experts on not getting sick or getting you well, but they're not experts on economies. And every doctor is going to tell you, I mean, I've never been to a doctor. You're not going to go to a doctor who's like, well, you know, kind of try to not get sick, but, you know, just don't either. You know, I mean, they're not going to be halfway about it because that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to keep you well. They're not economists. And there has been no coverage, any meaningful coverage. I mean, just look across our state media of the devastation that is ripping its way through sector after sector after sector. They just won't talk about it. They did some brief reporting on the staggering 400% increase in a single week in unemployment claims here in South Carolina. And they have... thrown a bone or two to, well, restaurant workers are suffering. But if you picked up a newspaper, watched a newscast, television newscast, you read online, the media, you would think that economically there's absolutely nothing going on in the state that is of any note. You wouldn't think that. And I'm here to tell you, I know a lot about two industries, radio and real estate, because my husband is a business, one of those two. And we were talking about this. We have not seen anything like this, even in the Great recession in terms of just literally hitting a wall in the real estate industry. People who had, you know, half a dozen listings, phone rings in one, two, three, it's gone. I mean, people in real estate right now, and I'm just talking about one industry because I know this industry. People in real estate right now, I mean, these are the highest earning months of the year. This is, if you do this as your living, these are the months that, whether you're a lawyer, you're in marketing, whether you're in sales, you know, you're an agent, you are making the bulk of your money for the year. And it's not moving. It's not. I mean, just people are aghast at the fact. I mean, people are not listing houses. They are not buying houses. They cannot buy houses. They're afraid they wouldn't even qualify because their job is so unstable. They don't want to buy a house or a condo because they have no idea if they can afford it 6 months from now or if they're going to have a job. And that's not going to end anytime soon. Not this way. And so I'm afraid, Lee, that Henry McMaster, our governor, is making this decision in a vacuum. He's not personally affected. He's got a paycheck coming in. The people haranguing him, mostly liberals in the media, they've got paychecks coming in, and they have provided zero perspective to the state or the governor about what is going on economically. We are literally making a decision blind based on hysteria. And it is entirely liberals. If you look at Henry McMaster's page, almost entirely liberals. They are literally mobbing his Facebook page, demanding a shutdown of the state economy. And look, if we want to shut this economy down, we really believe that this is what we need to do. We need to understand the economic ramifications here. These are serious people. You got a Federal Reserve Bank president saying 30% unemployment. You've got the Job Quality Index estimating 37 million American jobs lost in the short term. These are big numbers. These are almost unfathomable numbers. And you will not find them anywhere in the media in this state. And I know in your own industry, you're probably thinking, you know what's going on. And maybe some industries, I mean, you're in grocery stores. I mean, where are we all going to go work for grocery stores? Is that Henry's plan? I mean, what's the plan? So I'm here this morning, Lee, to beg the governor. And I know when I say it will get back to him. It probably already has this morning. Please, governor, please, on my knees. I'm begging you. You know, I am praying. I don't shut down this economy. Do not do it. Oh. You know, whatever you have to do, social distancing, go out there and remind people every day. Have a Cuomo-style press conference. Whatever you need to do is good, and you should raise awareness. But this is not it. This is not it. So I am asking you, we need to mob his Facebook page too. We need to be on there because he's only hearing from the left and the media. But then I repeat myself. He's only hearing from them. And so on the top of my Facebook page, I have pinned to the top a link. You can go on his Facebook page. I need you to be polite and nice and kind. Don't be mean, because he has held out under unbelievable pressure. But I'm telling you what, Lee, we had an editorial in the state newspaper demanding a shutdown of the state's economy. They didn't put it that way because they lie. We had one today. They are building the pressure. They go find a couple lawmakers who are willing to say on the record they want to shut the economy down. It's the same usual liberals who've run as Republicans. And you know what? They got two. Great. Fantastic. They're pressuring and pressuring and pressuring. We need a counter pressure, Henry McMaster. No shutdown. No, 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 no shutdown. Please consider the devastation. Please consider what this will do to people's lives. Please care about it. Because, and again, Lee, you and I are talking this morning, we're not talking about being rich or loving the dollar more than human life. We're talking about having enough dollars to buy food.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about, to pay the rent, to keep a roof over your house, over your head and your children's head. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about rich people, business owners, or capitalism. We're talking about survival at this point. Those numbers I just read, that's about survival. That's not about, hey, let's all get rich together. Okay, I'm done.
Well, and this is the one thing that is really...
Oh, hold on, one thing. Text gov to the text line. You can get contact info there, too, for the governor. Email and a phone line. 71307 is the text line. Text gov, G-O-V, gov. We need to mob the governor's office. Be nice, be polite, be reasonable. Tell your story. Go ahead, Lee.
I was just going to say that we have got to start thinking locally.
Logically, too.
Well, logic and the Constitution were thrown out the window a long time ago, but locally. Listen, I get it. In these high-density population areas, like the city of Greenville, the city of Charleston, these areas where you have high-density populations, where the chances of things passing along here are greatly increased, I get it. If the localities, if the municipalities want to make rules for their citizens within the confines of their jurisdiction, knock yourself out. You're going to be responsible to those voters at some point when this thing settles down. But for the counties and particularly the rural counties. There are areas in South Carolina where there are some counties that have no COVID-19.
None.
Now, there are 39 counties, which means only 8 counties are left that don't have any, but many of these have very few. And I'm not diminishing the importance of this. Yes, everybody needs to do the social distancing and the hand washing and all
of
that
course,
stuff.
Of course,
but we
they
are
do.
Just over 424 cases in the entire state of South Carolina, a population of some 4 million, and we have had 7, maybe 8 deaths at this point so far.
Of coronavirus, and I would challenge all these people hysterically mobbing the governor. Where were you? 103 people died of the flu in this state, because that's what we're up to just this season. Where were you? Why didn't you care? Why didn't flu lives matter too? Why do you have no interest in any of that? This is entirely political. That's why it's political. They sense a chance to hurt Trump, and they will do anything, and they do not care what the cost is, and they are hypocrites. They are absolute hypocrites about this. Please, Governor, please, I am here to beg you, please do not shut down this economy. I don't think you understand the level of the backlash you will face if you do. But by the way, the whole arrest you if you're out there with more than 3 people having a party thing, Governor, I you should see my text line. I tried to find somebody. If you are in support of this, text me. You know any texts I got yesterday? None. Text line exploded when Alan Wilson came on to talk about it, our attorney general, and 100% negative. So, I mean, the people around you and the DHEC workers you're talking to who are not going to vote for you, they're all Democrats. They may think this is A-OK. I'm here to tell you, you have no idea the backlash if you do this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. 71307, where a lot of people are texting the word gov, G-O-V, to get the contact info for Henry McMaster. We need to go to war today, or he's going to shut down this economy, folks. He's going to do it. He is under tremendous amount of pressure from the left in this state and from the media. But then I repeat myself. This is economic warfare. That's what this is. It's not necessary. South Korea did not do these kind of shutdowns, neither did Germany. And we're testing more widely right now than South Korea. We don't need to do this. This is not necessary. Texter writes, where's the common sense gone? 500 cases of this virus in a state of millions. Another texter writes, Tara, I just can't shake this feeling that all this is too convenient of a crisis. I hate going to such dark places, but I'm convinced that this was an intentional, deliberate act of releasing this virus in China. I don't think they had to do that. These come out of China like almost every year. It's either the flu or, you know, virus or something. They just had to pick one and acknowledge its existence. Anyway, and allowing it to spread. It's probably bought and paid for because we know by the Dems, because we know they'll do anything to destroy Trump. I don't think that either. I think it's just been capitalizing on an opportunity. But we all know the lengths they've gone to, so who cares how many die as long as it gets him out of office and destroys his administration. I do think it's going to backfire on them. I wouldn't go quite as far as Sherry has here. But when you look at the manipulation, I can't dispute it. I mean, the guy at the WHO, who the head of the WHO, who, by the way, is not a lawyer, not a doctor, excuse me. He's a bureaucrat, worked for the Clinton administration, worked for an arm of the Chinese government, goes out and spews this 3.4% death rate long since debunked. And that's what we're still basing decisions on. Old data, old information. It's ignorance. It's total ignorance. 103 people dead in the state of the flu in the last year. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And with each case and death of the coronavirus, very tragic. Obviously, corona kills. We wouldn't be talking about deaths. It's dangerous. So is the flu. So is the common cold. It kills too. As a Stanford doctor, medical professional, medical professor and epidemiologist desperately tried to tell people in Stat Magazine, the average death rate for the cold runs from 0.0025, which is nothing, up to 8% when it rips through a residential elderly care facility. Yes, other colds kill too. We don't even bother to test for the cold. Not till now, because it just didn't get any attention. You have to put this in perspective. By the way Sherry just couched it, Trump finally did too. I've been waiting for this. For Trump to say, this is about me. This is about the election. This is about wrecking the economy ahead of the election. Yes, it's also about an illness that's killed a lot of people. It's also about an illness that's dangerous. But we have never in our society's history cared this much about an illness. We didn't care in 2017 and 2018 when we had a bad flu season that killed 61,000 people. You know, right now we're at 23,000 flu deaths. Do you think, you know, back 2017, 2018, maybe when we were at 30,000 and going, good gosh, it's only December. Someone might have raised an alarm. No. No, it's a record flu season. Absolutely deadly. Did anyone care? No. So I don't believe them now. I don't believe them. I don't believe they suddenly care about human lives they did not care about. The same human lives, by the way, mostly the elderly affected by that. That flu was more deadly for children. And never mind the 12,900 who died of the swine flu when it was a back page story in the New York Times, meriting no more than a photo with a caption on the front page at the height of it. I just don't believe them. I don't think they're serious. And Trump doesn't either. This back and forth with CBS correspondent Paula Reed finally brought Trump to lay on the table what he believes is going on here.
Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
Because by election success now?
You tweeted, you said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your odds of being reelected.
The media would like to see me do poorly in the election.
Sir, lawmakers and economists on both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea. What is that plan based on?
Just so you understand. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. And I don't know if that's so, but I do think it's so that that there are people in your profession that would like that to happen.
But your own medical experts did not endorse that plan.
I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news.
By the way, that's a lie by her, Paula Reed, that his own medical team disagrees with him. I'm sorry, it's just not the case. His own Surgeon General and Dr. Deborah Birx, who have been up on that stage day after day. Dr. Birx is behind the plan and even explained it in detail. We need the days to gather the data. The stats have changed. The death rate is not anywhere near what we thought it was when we launched this based on a 3.4% death rate. That is not happening. And so she says we need to carefully gather the stats. That's what we're going to be doing so we can make an educated decision. So to say his own team's against him, it's just more fake news. I mean, she literally does fake news while denying she's doing fake news. It's hysterical.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If Henry McMaster, our governor, did shut the state's economy down, let's not call it a stay-at-home order. Let's not pretend. Let's call it what it is, a shut-down-the-economy order. That's what it is. What might that look like? Well, we're getting some idea from Virginia and the Gaffney City Council here in South Carolina. Do you know what the governor of Virginia did? Are you ready for this? Ralph Northam just officially closed Virginia's churches and made it a crime punishable by up to 12 months in jail or a $2,500 fine. Churches listed in a long list of stuff that have to, by state law, be closed. You think to yourself, well, that won't happen. Here we go. Gaffney City Council. Want to hear about the jail time you'll be doing if you go to a service? That's anything but lightly attended. Effective immediately, the ordinance that passed on Monday says, all indoor and outdoor public gatherings of individuals are not to exceed 10 persons. Those public gatherings include those that might happen in movie theaters, bowling alleys, arcades, gyms, fitness centers, concert venues, other establishments, including all houses of worship. So if you live in Gaffney, your church service, if it's of any size, is now illegal. Now, a lot of churches, including mine, have decided to move services online. And that's fine if that's the choice of the church. But this is what we're looking at. By the way, this is the insanity of it. There, at the time on Monday that this passed, in Gaffney, which is Cherokee County, there was not a single case of the virus. Forget deaths. There was not a single case of the virus in the county. This is what we're looking at, folks. The left is having a field day. They thought it'd take them decades to get the churches shut down. That's a shortcut. Violators of the city ordinance. You decide you want to have your church service. You're a minister. Honest to God, are we going to have, what is it going to look like when ministers are dragged out in handcuffs by the police? This has gone too far, folks. It's gone too far, especially now that we have an Oxford study, a study out of Oxford University by an epidemiologist and medical doctor. She's also a medical researcher, Professor Sunetra Gupta. The study argues that half of the UK likely already had coronavirus and that less than 1,000 even need hospital treatment. You know what is so hypocritical about this? Let me show you how they're manipulating you on this, okay? Do you remember the hysterical numbers? This is one of the two things. There were two big things that led to the shutdown of the economy in liberal states and cities and counties. There was this UK study, a study done in the UK, this one at Imperial College, that predicted 2.2 million Americans, or 1 in 150, would die from coronavirus. Okay, that is absurd. In the next year. This year, they'll die. That is absurd. We are not seeing a death rate like that anywhere on Earth. Not even remotely close. But that led to the shutdowns. That and the lie from the WHO that this thing had a 3.4% death rate, which was told to us by the director general of the WHO, who is not a doctor, but has been on the Clinton Foundation payroll. Why does all this always go back to Hillary? Funny, huh? So the Imperial College study comes out. 2.1 million Americans will die this year from coronavirus. Absolute hysteria ensues. The study is blasted all over the place. But Oxford does a study, just came out in the UK. Oxford, pretty credible university, right? Pretty big name there. Using fresher, better, more robust data. You heard about the Oxford study. That half the UK has probably already had it and was so mild nobody knew that they did? God, folks, it makes sense. There is no other way that 900,000 people flew direct here from China in December and January before Trump shut it down, including from the most affected areas. And nobody noticed this. Nobody ID'd it. Our CDC missed it. Our NIH missed it. They all missed it. Doctors missed it. It didn't make a ripple in the healthcare system, not so much as a ripple. I've gone back. I've tried to find it. Maybe I'm using the wrong search terms. I've been all over LexisNexis. I can't find it. No mention of pneumonia, no mention of a new pneumonia, which is what the Chinese initially called it. No mention of anything like that. No run on ventilators, no run on hospital spaces, nothing. Now we have an Oxford researcher who's a medical doctor and an epidemiologist and a statistician who has done this research. And she says this pandemic could be in the later stages than previously thought and estimated the virus has infected at least millions of people worldwide. In the United Kingdom, which the study focuses on, given the transmission rate, half the population would have already been infected. If that is the case, it means that the vast majority of cases presented mild or no symptoms. She estimates a hospitalization rate of 1 in 1,000 who get this. That is nothing. That is literally nothing. That is a cold. Is this a definitive answer? I don't know. But where is this on television? Why hasn't this gotten the coverage the Imperial College study got? It's got fresher data. It's got more data. It's got better data. And it challenges one of the most bizarre ideas behind this, that somehow day one of this virus was the day the Chinese finally put out a press release, did a press conference, and said, oh, by the way, yeah, there is this thing, the coronavirus. We should tell you. We want to tell you about it. That was in January. It dates the birth of the virus to that day. That is impossible, especially when we know that the Chinese had ID'd it as far back as November and told no one. 900 individuals on direct flights from China, some of them Chinese, some of them American citizens coming back from business or travel there, came to this country before Trump shut that down in November, December. According to the Federal Travel Administration and the New York Times, which quoted them, 15 to 22,000 a day. You're going to tell me not a case of it came here? Media wants to tell us how fast it travels and how dangerous it is and how it goes all over the place, but it didn't go anywhere until the Chinese announced it. Right. Yeah. Come on, a ninth grader in a biology class could figure this out. It's not what they're telling us. Trump's been trying to tell you that for the last couple of days, as has Dr. Deborah Birx. We are missing a lot of the data, and the data we are missing is because we are not testing mild cases. You can't even get a test unless you already have symptoms. Those are the worst cases. What if it's been through here? What if half the population has immunity? That's what she's saying. Transmission rate, half the population has to have immunity. Look, I don't want this to be the definitive. We don't pick the studies we like versus the ones we don't. But you should use them if you're an honest reporter. Use them for context. People like Henry McMaster, our governor, are under an amazing amount of pressure based on old data, faulty data, and only the most extreme data. Can we at least consider this? Now watch today. Do a little experiment. Especially my trolls. I dare you. Do it. Look around today. This same media, mainstream media, that gave you so much data on the Imperial study, 2.2 million Americans will die this year from corona. That was everywhere. I remember it. See if they mention the Oxford study. See if you see it anywhere in the media. See if they tell you, but it's out there. I guarantee you, if it had a hysterical conclusion, it would be blasted wall to wall. Even the study's author is baffled by the attention the Imperial College study got. Here's what she says. I am surprised that there has been such unqualified acceptance of the imperial model, she says. If her work is accurate, that would likely mean a large swath of the population has built up resistance to the virus. By the way, where was this written up? Financial Times. Mainstream as you can get in the UK. It's a mainstream media publication. It's one of their big dailies. Heard anything about it here? This is what they do. This is how they manipulate you. Listen, this doesn't have to be the be-all end-all. Maybe she's wrong. But can we just be allowed to know about it? Can we stop the hysteria for a moment? The out-of-context claims that this is spreading in high numbers when we are catching it now because we're testing for it and there's no caveat to explain that? Listen, I just want to ask the governor, please don't shut our economy down. Please take a look at the data. Make an educated decision. Do not give in to DHEC. Do not give in to liberal activists on your Facebook page. By the way, to contact the governor, text GOV, G-O-V, to the text line 71307. Or you know what else you really need to do? Go on his Facebook page because they're mobbing it. They're mobbing it, demanding an economic shutdown. And if you want to find the governor's Facebook page, I've got it pinned to the top of my Facebook page, Tara Servatius fan page. You can find it there.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Get a jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, whoa, where we have 87 new messages. Texter writes, Tara, Governor Foghorn needs to dig deep and realize that not only will the liberal halfwits not vote for him come re-election, neither will the Republicans if he keeps this nonsense up. There will come a point where we will not comply. Yeah, I mean, folks, they've already banned church services in Gaffney. I mean, effectively, it's what they've done. No more gatherings at 10 or more. And I'm telling you, you don't want that going statewide. You don't. It's nuts. Texter writes, hey, Tara, in early January, I went to New York for a weekend. When I got home, I had a fever, felt tired, had headaches and coughed frequently. I tested negative for flu. Did I have corona? Maybe I recovered in 2 weeks. Texter writes, but Tara, they are using Common Core math. Therefore, all the numbers are correct as long as they show their work. No, I'm just asking questions. I mean, if you're going to blast the Imperial College study all over the place that says 2.1 million Americans will die of this year, of corona. And folks, that is still being used for shutdowns as a justification. And then Oxford comes out. Oxford, UK, Oxford, pretty big name. You know that name, right? New study, better, more recent data. Actually, this is way milder than we thought. Only 1 in 1,000 who get it will require hospitalization. And by the way, it looks like half the UK population's already had it, but it was so mild they didn't even realize it. Well, if we are going to blast the Imperial College study all over the place and use it as a Bible of corona, the coronavirus Bible, why won't they cover this one? Should not Henry McMaster and other governors have it? Consider it? No. Ruins the narrative. They're not being honest with you. Refusing to provide perspective is a way of lying. I'm not asking that they just report the one study I happen to like. I'm just contrasting what they do with one that serves their purposes versus one that contradicts their message and makes them look a little silly. Why not provide both? I don't have a problem with that. Do a broadcast. Hey, this one study out of Imperial College that uses older data. Not, but it was originally there. It says 2.1 million of us will die. But another one says it's not really that dangerous. Only 1 in 1,000 require hospitalization. It's extremely mild for most people who get it. Oh, by the way, it looks like half the EU population's probably had, UK population's probably already had it. And thus probably has immunity. Maybe we don't need shutdowns. Can we just consider both? I got no problem with that. But they won't. They won't do it. I haven't been afraid of the 2.1 million number. I've used it many times here. I'm not afraid of it. They are, though. Ask yourself why. Texter writes, my wife swears she had the Wuhan this time last year. I tend to believe her. I took her to the ER. All the same symptoms, all of the COVID testimonials are her experience. So says Tony. You may have, by the way, there's a German epidemiologist who's kind of like the Dr. Oz of Germany who's out there saying she thinks this is older than 2019. She thinks it's been circulating for longer than that. And she's warning that it is important for non-at-risk populations, I'm going to get into this in the next hour, to go about their lives because the best thing that we can do to protect the elderly is herd immunity. You'll never hear a thing about that here. Texter writes, based on what has happened with cases with cases at the church in Georgia, I think it is prudent to ask churches not to meet in person, but they should not be required. I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with the governor or anybody asking churches, you know, hey, can you put your services online? That is totally fine. But to mandate that? Are you kidding? The beating heart of the First Amendment is the right to assemble and the right to freedom of religion. You are wounding both those things with this. And it just happened in Gaffney, folks. Watch out. They're going to want it here. We got a Democrat city council now. No telling what they'll do here in Greenville.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.